Whoosh! It was Tudor times, and Tame was full of horses and carts and cattle and people shouting and selling things. The child's hand was stuck in the pot. There was something wriggling in it, something big and fat and bitey and... A pig! The hugest pig ever burst out and ran shrieking all along the cobbles. Everyone began chasing it. Bacon! Quick! Get it! Bacon! The child started running after it.
Oi! You! Where do you think you're going? Off to the hall with this firewood and be quick about it.
But that's my pig!
No! Or it'll be off with your head!
The child ran with the firewood as fast as possible and knocked on the big door. Here's your wood. Can't stop, missus. Gotta get me pig. Take this food up to the Lord.
But now, or it'll be off with your head.
A big platter was put into the child's hands and the cook pointed the way up the stairs. The stairs were long and dark and creaky and the platter was heavy. What's more, it had a pig's head on it with an apple stuck in its mouth. The child hadn't eaten since the day before, so quick as a flash, they tucked the apple in their tunic and carried on.
Your dinner's here, my lord.
The child put the platter on the table. The lord didn't even look up. He was so busy eating chicken and pheasant and goose and swan and drinking wine.
Slurp, slurp, burp, burp. Take these 10 silver groats, buy me a plum pie and 100 sugared almonds, he said. Slurp, slurp. Burp, burp.
The market was noisy and smelly. There were sellers everywhere and beggars. Some people looked so poor. The children were thin and hungry. It didn't seem right that the Lord had all that food and these people had nothing. The child decided to give the 10 silver groats away and go looking for the pig instead. Suddenly, there was a tremendous noise. People were shouting and running in all directions. It was a band of marauders, big men carrying sticks and staves and some with swords. They were riding in wagons, loads of them. They've come for the monastery. They've come for the gold and silver. There were rich people running in all directions. One man was running with 5 gold rings in a velvet bag down towards the river. He was in a terrible panic. And just at that moment, the pig ran out in front of him and tripped him up. The man went flying into the river, splosh, and the rings ended up who knows where. The child wasted no time in grabbing the pig's tail.
Help!
Yelled the child. The old woman appeared with the pot.
Quick! Get in! Shouted the child. You'll be turned to bacon. Get in!
The child and the old woman pushed the pig in. There was silence for a moment. Then whoosh!